So this was actually a very easy decision to us. This was unanimous between the two of us. We both said it instantly.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like there were so many little moments that it was like, why are they doing this? Oh, they wanted to beat Martin to the punch.
Yeah, or they
They
wanted to
really were.
prove what, like, you know, that they're better than Martin. They wanted to punish Martin for not having the Winds of
And
Winter out.
like, I can tell you right now, had we had this category in, R plus L equals J would have won. Hands down.
I think so.
Hands down. But yeah, really middle finger to Martin, because that could have included, like, you know, certainly Old Mel. Probably every Northern Lord forgetting would have been thrown in there, I think.
The revenge speech that Lady Crane gave,
Oh my
everybody loved
God.
it.
Oh my God. That would have been so
That was
bad.
more like, we're better writers than you because we're better writers than anyone, but like, you know.
You know, Septon Ray's speech probably would have been in that category too. And it's interesting because, like, I was a little bit tempted by the Broken Man speech in Best Book to Tell Misappropriation, because that's really, like, I can't believe we forgot that one. That was, they were trying so hard, but boy, was it just not
No,
the
it's funny
Broken Man
because
speech.
we have the Identity Theft Award, where they just name random characters, like the names of books and the character of the names of characters in the books. But then they changed the name of this, even though they were obviously trying to riff off this character. It was odd.
Well, he's a combination of the elder brother and Maribald, I guess.
Yeah, I
Kate
suppose.
was calling him Maribro. Yeah, and then, you know, I think a lot of people might have suspected we were going to pick Ilaria playing Doran and Olenna playing Arianne in Best Character Misappropriation. Yeah, that was a huge fucking oversight. But no, I think the middle finger to Martin, like.
You know, like, every single thing on this list is a middle finger to Martin, so, you know. This entire series is a middle finger to Martin, when you really think about it. And,
Oh, God.
yeah, we have our Martin headcanons.
We do. We shouldn't share them, but
No.
we definitely have our Martin headcanons.
He wouldn't
And,
approve of our Martin headcanons. The more true they are, the less he would approve of us sharing them.
this is pr pretty easy. The cosplaying category is funny, though. That's
Yes.
pretty good. Yeah. No, I think we definitely made the right decision. I was actually thinking we missed a lot in Emmy-worthy lines.
Well, there's so many of them. I mean, like, we could have stayed up all night, like, listing off lines. Like, we could have just written down the
We
entire
are not
series.
here. We are not here to feed you. We are here to kill you.
At least that episode didn't win.
No, happy shitting one.
Or it's nominated,
Or
rather.
it's nominated. Yeah, better
Maybe it
not win.
won't win.
Maybe it won't. What there? There's another. I'm up for whatever. Really, I think is a. Yeah.
That wasn't in there?
I don't think so. I don't know. I have to go back and look. I'm forgetting now already.
Shame, Bell.
Shame, shame.
Well, thank you for staying up all night with us.
Yes.
This ends at 2:30, just like the Oscars.
Yeah, I know. Well, the people were probably reading in the morning, so.
I'm trying to make an analogy.
It worked really well. Well, we are staying up late for this.
Yep.
I bet you can't tell. Oh, God, why did we do this?
Because
The
it's awesome.
carols.
It's awesome. And
And poor
unless
Carol. Like, let's all just remember Carol and her strength and.
I miss Carol already.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, so until next year.
Until next year. Keep, you know, the winners keep those carols polished.
They'll be worth a lot of money one day.
Absolutely.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.